going to take a chance. We have an interview on the radio with a young man, very young, 27 years old, running for political office in Rochester. He's formerly worked for Obama and Valerie Jarrett. Listen to this.
On the president's agenda, I'm helping them through various issues like the Zika virus and Ebola and different things like that. And, you know, frankly, I got to work on a lot of really important initiatives. And it was obviously the honor of a lifetime to be able to serve there.
Well, since this, you know, I think probably, you know, your vote and mine canceled each other out that election.
Your
as the White House to be, you know, subordinate president of the United States has to be an incredible thrill. And any significant duty. I mean, what?
Thrilling to be supporting Obama.
And to go there and do that service.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
Okay, this 27-year-old running for political office in upstate New York, representing for the assembly position for state of New York political office, representing Henrietta, Chi-Lai, a large part of the city of Rochester. His father was a town supervisor, so this is once again a dynasty, a monarchy, where the king passes the baton along to his son or his daughter or his nephew or his cousin or his best buddy or his large contributor to his campaign. And what do we get? Inbred government hillbillies. They're nothing more. It's like deliverance in Washington, D.C., everybody's screwing their sister, and their mother's son gets this, and the guy marries his second cousin, and he dishes it off to his third in-law. It's insane. So 27 years old, he worked. Okay, so when he worked for in the Obama White House, let's see, let's knock off, what, 4 years at least? 27, 26, 25, 24, 23. He was hired when he was 22 years old to go work with Valerie Jarrett, one of the nation's hardcore leftist communists in drag, calling themselves a Democrat. Let's just be honest. Grow up. Be honest. Don't be liars, you Democrats. Call it what you are. You're communists. If you think you're a socialist, you're nothing more than a weak communist. So at least be strong and tell us who you are. So hiding behind these communists, hiding behind the word Democrat, and the Republicans are no better. They're corporatists and fascists hiding behind the word Republican. 22 years old. Going on 23, he's working in the Obama White House on initiatives to smooth things over for the Zika and the Ebola virus. How convenient that another viral baby is coming along the line in his mid-20s, and he's going to get elected to the assembly, and he's going to tell us what to do. And the supposedly conservative talk show host, Bob Lansbury, who has criticized Obama as being a communist and a gun grabber and a liar and all these things that you do not want sitting in the White House, is now kissing up to one of Obama's best people and giving him plenty of public news, public airtime to assist in the young man's election to the State Assembly of New York.
Yeah, I think, frankly, you know, with wherever you come from, whether you come from, you know, Henrietta, New York, or if you lived in Los Angeles, I think you still come to yourself, you know, walking through those gates. You know, it's really just an indescribable feeling. But, you know, my path from Henrietta to the White House was a weird one. You know, I went to George Washington University, and I was thinking of going to law school after, and it was actually one of my dad's campaigns that stopped me from going to law school because I was helping out on his campaign. I didn't have time to study for the LSAT, and so I said, hey, you know, let's apply for an internship. I probably won't get it. I can work some other job while I study for the LSAT and then go to law school. And, you know, getting the internship is actually what, you know, actually made me what we were. And I met her not through Rochester politics or anything, but actually through the White House, because we work with mayors and governors and state legislators across the country. And
okay, did you get that? This young man gets an apprenticeship to work in the Obama White House, and he meets the mayor of Rochester. So the vehicle for him getting into back into local politics, because he comes from Henrietta, which is in this area, was from the White House down through the mayor's office of the mayor, Lovely. Her name's Lovely Warren. I didn't know Lovely was a first name, but anyway, when people start calling themselves Lovely, I tend to throw up and run the other way. But Mayor Lovely Warren of Rochester meets this young gentleman in his early 20s out of the Obama White House and says, yeah, come on, Bex. Did you see the top-down, top of the pyramid issuing everything down, just like the military? Everybody's in the military. So this is very telling how you know, this is not a grassroots guy who came out of the local community and says, hey, I want to represent the people. And even if he was on the other side of the political spectrum from myself, the gun-grabbing side, the oppressive side, the tyranny side, the rip-off money from other people side using the power of government, the let's legalize the unlawful side, that other side, even if he was on the other side, if he was a grassroots guy coming up and at least thinking he was representing some people, great. No, got to go to that White House first, get in with the Obama administration. And then in his interactive workings with local mayors and local community leaders and governors, et cetera, he gets the big thumbs up from the top down when what we need right now so desperately is bottom up. That's why I'm here. That's why you're all listening. You want bottom up. You want to be part of the solution if you're listening to this audio blog at the antideepstateparty.com. And we also are trying to get these posted over at courtroomwatch.com as well. Because I like the format that we have there. We have other things going on. We have other documents and things people can learn about how to navigate their way through the logistical nightmare that's being put forth just for us to go to work and put food on the table. How do you like that? Now, don't forget, every time one of these political prostitutes speak to us, they use the word citizen. They've cut back recently since they're being outed by guys like me and girls and like patriots all over the country, guys and girls. It's not a guy thing. We need the women out there. I'll tell you what I think partly led to this whole release of the virus, and I don't think it was an accident. I think it was released. Look how fast China, it was, and why? To knock the United States off the world map. China, I hear, is already opening back up like nothing ever happened. And we're completely shut down going into the Great Depression. Who won this war? Without firing a shot? Sounds like Sun Tzu to me. Who is Sun Tzu, Eric the Freedom Screamer? Sun Tzu wrote a book called The Art of War. And I don't believe war is an art or should be an art. It should be the last thing on anybody's map. But we have to look at what the enemy is doing and look at the Sun Tzu's Art of War. And he goes through these ways of taking over an enemy without firing a shot. The spy, the infiltrator, the fifth column, etc., etc. So, sounds like Sun Tzu to me. So, we desperately need bottom-up, so we're encouraging people to several things. Get the jury nullification flyer out there. We need to revive that. That is a tried-and-true, tested mechanism to defeat tyranny, to defeat the courts, to defeat the police. And when I say defeat, I don't mean, you know, hurt them in physically, you know, except in self-defense. And I don't mean in an aggressive sort of way. I mean in a legal and lawful way to just pull the rug out from under them and collapse their scam and their fraud. I mean, come on, look at what the police are doing all around the country. They're not upholding public safety or doing anything to benefit the people. They're protecting their paycheck, their pension, and their paradigm by enforcing unlawful orders from an out of control executive who's nothing more than the CEO of McDonald's with a gun. That's all your governors are all around the country. Find me a state that's not incorporated, and I'll show you a lawful government. And I may even call him sir or governor or ma'am. Right now, they're pieces of puke, and I show them no respect. I don't listen to their lying lips. I don't listen to their quote-unquote facts and data that Cuomo tries to say, we've got the facts. We don't get rid of an emotion, and we're not going to get involved in passion and getting that. We got the facts. He doesn't have any facts. They're liars who manipulate numbers to make up quote-unquote facts that suit their agenda. I think that's becoming more and more clear. So I hope people will spread this word. By the way, Cuomo yesterday said that masks are deceptively effective. He said, quote, their masks are deceptively effective. They're amazingly effective. So think about that statement. Deceptively effective? People, anytime deception is involved with anything, you don't want to be part of it, okay? Ultimately, what we're all trying to get to is the truth, whatever that is, however that's going to help us, however that's going to affect our lives, and the lives of those around us. The truth is more important. Anytime you introduce deception or deceit, you have nothing. What are you going to believe? I just got through saying 10 seconds ago, they deceive. They have them. They have the numbers that they manipulate. They claim that those manipulated numbers are facts. They claim that their manipulated numbers to suit their agenda are data. Those aren't facts. Those aren't data. Those are manipulated numbers. So, deceptively effective. Once deceit is introduced, everything else is null and void. How do you believe what anybody says? If I just say, wow, your courtroom watch is deceptively effective, I mean, I would expect people to flee. I don't understand the lack of discernment that people can't just listen to what these political prostitutes are telling you. Deceptively effective, amazingly effective. When deception is amazing, you're dealing with abject liars. And we all know who the father of the lies, that would be Satan. And we're going down some very dark holes here. So, and the unified front tells you with crystal clarity that there's an agenda that's nationwide. And I'm talking about the agenda among the quote-unquote experts, the supposed government, the people pretending to be authorities. There's a unified agenda. I was listening to one of the mainstream radio stations last night on the East Coast, and they were discussing how the mayor of Somerville, Massachusetts, was only allowing church gatherings of 10 people. And I called in and I said, hey, you know, that's nothing new. They began that whole thing here last week with Kathleen Hochul in New York stating that churches can only have 10 people. Great. So who the hell is she to decide who's going to go to church and who's not? Is it really going to make a difference if there's 10 people or 17 people at a church? Does that really, people really think that's going to make a difference in this supposed pandemic? Once again, there's a virus out there, but there's no pandemic. Otherwise, you'd see it. People are gathering in large numbers all over the place. You would see spikes. You would see death. You would see sickness. You would see hospitals overflowing. If there was a real pandemic, it would have been spiked and completely out of control by now. So there's obviously no pandemic. So, deceit. Whenever deceit is introduced, run the other way. If deceit is amazing, you're dealing with abject liars. Don't consent to anything the government is doing. You do not contract with them. They're all contractors and contract agents. They're all operating under UCC law, not the Constitution. That's why they say they can do whatever they want, including kill people like they just did in Minneapolis. I had to mention that, as sad as it is. Everybody else is beating that one, you know, thoroughly. And you know my take on that. The police stink, and we have to stop. The left has to stop saying that it's racism at stake. It's racism. It's not racism. It's the police state. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the out-of-control Nazi, communist, United Soviet States of America police state that we're living under. It's nothing to do with racism. These cops are beating up and locking up and destroying the lives of white people. I've seen it happen for the last 15 years that I've been doing this court thing with Courtroom Watch. It's not a white and black thing. And we do not need black people saying, oh, this is racism. White people are against blacks. That's BS. We need to come together. It's the police. Okay, so the woman relative of the victim in Minneapolis who's saying, we have to address this disease, this virus of racism. Oh, great. Play right back into the hands of the enemy with the virus thing and try to claim that it's a white versus black thing when it's absolutely not. This is a police versus free people thing. And all the free people need black, white, brown, a Native American, Asian, I don't care who you are, you're on board with freedom, you're on board with me. Going to run around saying this disease, racism is a virus, and the virus is a war, and all these other ridiculous metaphors to take us away from the hard truth. Tune out. Okay, I've been turning things off as much as on. I have to sit and suffer and get sick and listen through some of this garbage just so I can report back to people what's going on. So this is not the most pleasant thing in the world to listen to political prostitutes and liars and self-appointed experts and people who think they have authority to tell somebody else what to do for the greater good and all this garbage. So stand your ground, people. Pray hard to get yourself out of whatever, you know, oppressive environment you may be in, whether it's a city environment, a suburban environment. Some country environments are oppressive, but not for the most part. Out here we have stores, no mask required, no mask goes in, no mask comes out. Everybody's fine. There's been no spike in numbers. Town of Belfast had a huge barbecue on Memorial Day. Went over great. There were 60 or 70 people at any one time stacked up in front of the food, the chicken barbecue, you know, trailer. Which was, by the way, Carlin's did a fantastic job on that chicken barbecue. I got to give them a plug. Great, great outfit out here. And, you know, nobody, not the veterans, not the women, not the daughters, not the sons, not the elderly people, nobody was wearing a mask. They all are coming down on the side of freedom. They're not going to be forced to do something that they know deep in their heart's not necessary and it's not appropriate. Whatever your theory is on masks, forcing them on somebody else is not appropriate. You want to live in fear? Stay home. Don't go out and then try to make the going out place just like your own little protected bubble where everybody has to walk around in an idiot hazmat suit to make ninnies and wussies and cowards and fearmongers feel good like they're safe now. We're seeing all the people with the victim mentality throw that mask on, including driving around with it in their car when they're all by themselves with the windows up. You know, like Ebola is going to come squirting through their duct system in their SUV. It's gotten to the level of absolutely off-the-charts absurdity. So I'm going to sign off with this. People, hang in there. We'll catch you on the rebound. Remember what Cuomo said. Masks are deceptively effective. That means he's lying to you. Have a nice day. We'll talk to you soon. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer over and out.